Good day, everyone. This is Adia, the Life Changer, once again, and I'm here to discuss on a very interesting topic, another disease, another known and common disease, which is asthma. Asthma is a chronic condition that affects the airways. It causes wheezing and can make it hard to breathe. It is a long-term condition affecting the airways, which involves inflammation and narrowing inside the lungs, which restrict air supply. A person with asthma may experience tightness in the chest, wheezing, breathlessness, coughing, increased mucus production. Types of asthma. 1. Childhood asthma is the most common chronic condition in children. It can develop at any age, but it is slightly more common in children than in adults. Asthma can occur in children between the age group of 5 to 14 years and 0 to 4 years. It can also affect people aged 18 years and over. 2. Adult onset asthma. It can develop at any age during adulthood. 3. Occupational asthma, which results from the exposure to an allergen or irritant present in the workplace, such as bakeries, flour mills, kitchens, hospitals, farms, etc. 4. Difficult to control and severe asthma. They have symptoms that are not related directly to asthma. 5. We have seasonal asthma. They occur in response to allergens that are only in the surrounding environment at certain times of years, such as cold air in the winter or summer. Though they still have the condition for the rest of the year, but they usually do not experience symptoms. An asthma attack occurs when the symptoms become severe. Attacks can begin suddenly and range from mild to life-threatening. We have the general causes or triggers of asthma. 1. Smoking during pregnancy. 2. Obesity. 3. Allergies. 4. Smoking tobacco. 5. Environmental factors such as mold, dust, etc., air pollution from traffic, and lots more. 6. Stress. 7. Genetic factors. 8. Hormonal factors, and some are also hereditary. Now, control of asthma. 1. Visit your doctor for diagnosis. 2. Conduct asthma tests. 3. Identify and avoid asthma triggers. 4. Monitor your breathing. 5. Identify and treat attacks only. 6. Take your medication as prescribed. And lastly, pay attention to increasing quick relief inhaler use. I hope this has been very helpful, and kindly join me in my next episode. Thank you. Bye.